Hey everybody, welcome to May 3rd of Pray Today, and today I want to talk to you about stuff. I want to talk to you about stuff, things, possessions, material things. How important are material things to you? Do you find yourself constantly wanting more? Do you find that the things that you own are very, very, very important to you? Or are they things you simply see as blessings that God has given you and you understand that they're not really yours? Years ago, as a youth pastor, I gave a 30-day challenge to my core students, the core leaders of our ministry, high school students. And there were some big challenges in 30 days that I gave those students. One of the challenges was a week-long media fast. And some of those high school students, and I'll tell you what, that was before smartphones were the way that they are today, but some of those students without the internet for a week thought they were going to die. They were able to use them, their computers for schoolwork, but they had made a choice to this commitment to do a week-long media fast, and they thought that was hard. But something that was even more difficult for some of those students was when I challenged them to think of one of their material possessions that they owned that they really liked. And then after they had identified it, I challenged them, believe it or not, I challenged them to give it away. And to see some of the things that these students gave away was absolutely phenomenal. To see them let go of things materially, understanding, one, that these really weren't their possessions, they were God's, and two, that these things had been too important to some of them. It's hard to give away things that you have, no doubt about it. And it's hard to not want more possessions, more things. And we live in this world that always tries to convince us that we don't have enough, or we need a newer model, or that our old one just isn't good enough. And that's a pressure I know that so many people feel. And let me just clarify that material blessings are not bad in and of themselves, not at all. But we also have to remember that we can't take any of these things with us when we die. As a matter of fact, there's a verse in 1 Timothy chapter 6 that says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it." Well, that's close to a quote that I've heard people say before when they say, you've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. You know, our possessions are very, very temporary. So the things that we deem important aren't as important as we allow them to be at times. Let's do an assessment as we pray together today of where material things are in levels of importance in our lives. God, thank you for material blessings. God, for the clothes we wear, the cars we drive, the homes we live in, all of the things that we take for granted that you have blessed us with, multiple sets of clothes in our closets, the money you have given us, the entertainment things that we own, like video games and computers and televisions, and Father, on and on of things that you have just blessed us with. But God, we know there's a temptation to allow these things to be more important than they should be. And we know, Lord, that the enemy, the devil, would like us to place the utmost importance on anything but you. And God, we want to fight against that today. May we realize that the things that we have are not really ours. They're loaned to us by a blessing-giving God. And so, Father, would you convict us of those things in a way that would cause us to not make them so important to us? May we just assess the things we have and ask ourselves, does this really bring me fulfillment? Does this really bring me happiness? Father, help us to resist the temptation of always wanting more, always wanting newer and better. And God, may you teach us as we go along what true contentment really means. And as your word says, that godliness with contentment is great gain. We know that we can't miss the part of godliness in that. God, we just thank you so much for carrying us through this day. And we just ask, Lord, that as we go into this day, that you would guide us and that our thoughts would be on you and your desires for our lives, your will for our lives. And Father, may we remember the things that we own are yours. Thank you, God. We praise you today in Jesus' name.